Do you like peanut M&M's better than regular M&M's?
I do.
You like peanut ones better?
Yes, I do.
Far superior, the peanut ones.
Right. Yeah. Have you ever had any of the other ones, like the peanut butter M&M's?
Or the crunch
Reese's
ones?
Pieces? Aren't those Reese's Pieces?
No, no. They have peanut butter filled M&M's.
Really?
I've never tried those, but then there's those crunch. It's like a Nestle's Crunch version.
Yeah, no way. Yeah.
Are those good?
They got a little Rice Krispies stuff.
Yeah, it's
inside.
Like a Rice. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good, but still, the peanut M&M is like, it's like, that's the BMW 700 series.
No doubt.
To the point that I actually have, on a couple occasions, bought the Costco size bag of peanut M&M's. Now, I'm not saying I sit down, I don't even know how many ounces it is. It's huge.
Do you also, when you have your period, eat bonbons?
No, Brian, I actually don't have a period. Women
That's
have periods.
That's not true. Men have periods, too.
I know.
Where they bleed out of their...
I thought you just were talking about when you go...
Greg, whoa, Brian, hang on a second.
I'm trying to drive through that.
No, don't drive through that.
Have you guys ever used Skype?
What, hang on. What? Greg, if you are having a bleeding problem once a month, you might want to see a doctor. Because that is definitely not natural.
Where are you... Hold on. Where are you bleeding from?
Yeah, Greg.
I don't want to say.
Once a month, you said you bleed. I'm just asking where that blood is coming from.
But you stopped. You stopped everything, and now you're asking me, and I'm nervous.
Oh. Don't be nervous. Look, okay. I just say I think
I'm bleeding from the place.
The special place.
The no touch place.
That's right.
The no fly zone place.
The no. I'm bleeding from the no fly zone.
Okay, look.
Totally natural. I don't know what the problem is.
What's the problem?
What do you mean? We all have to slough off our inner layers.
Hang on a second.
It's like a monthly shed.
Not all of us. Let's get it out. Women do.
We're all like snakes.
That's the outside. That's not the inside.
Inside out.
What are you talking about? It's like brushing your teeth.
Guys, I pray for this. What?
I pray for this to happen.
You pray to go to the red tent once a month?
That's right. I pray for God to take away all my evil sins.
Right.
You need to see a doctor.
And it happens once a month by blood discharging from the tip of your dick.
Maybe.
That's pretty specific.
It's too
specific. Wait a minute. Is that not what happens to you?
Heyo! Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Scheid Show. I am Brian Gerard.
I'm Gregory Hoyt.
And I'm Robert Scheid.
We are the Scheid Show.
Yeah.
I was just blowing the microphone out of the water one night. It was a
just
bomb.
A little bit.
You were?
Just
you were a little bit. You were a little
I was hitting it hot.
You know, I do like peanut M&M's a lot.
Man,
I gotta ask you guys something though.
Foods.
You know,
I love
it is a pretty awesome food. But would that be, for example, such a good food that you would have it as your final meal?
Oh,
your last meal. Yeah, and this is actually the last meal, knowing that it's your last meal.
Oh.
You will not have any others.
Death row shit.
Dead man walking?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Dead man walking. Or
what would you ask
you
for?
You see a mushroom explosion on the horizon.
Kind of like 2020.
Right, what are you going to do? Let's scarf this down.
Fuck
you. What, you see a mushroom cloud on the horizon.
You hear about it.
Oh,
okay. It happens in Russia.
Or you get a phone call from John Cusack saying, get the kids out from underneath the table.
I'm going to bring a limousine.
And what food do you want me to bring?
Right.
Your last supper.
Brian, that's an incredibly thoughtful question for me just now. Let's go first instincts.
Let's go first instincts, and then let's do another round where we think it out a little bit more.
Sure.
All right.
First instincts. Last meal.
Last meal. First instinct. I'm going to a warm, comfortable place, like comfort food.
Yeah.
A food that I grew up with that was like reminds me of home and reminds me of my family. Shepherd's pie.
Whoa, I like that.
Shepherd's pie is so good.
All right, first instinct. All right, I'm just going to say it. Egg sandwich my mom makes. I am having this egg sandwich.
But it's the same sort of thing. It's like
I go to whatever my mom makes, basically.
Okay.
It's not even the best food.
Right. And it has to be mom-made.
Yeah, it's mom-made. So mom's got to be in the prison. Yeah. Or mom's got to be in the nuclear holocaust.
She'll bring it.
She's bringing it.
Okay.
But it's egg sandwich. It's... I'm trying to think of anything.
What are you drinking? I hope you're not drinking that Heineken that your that smells horrendous.
You don't like Heineken?
I hate Heineken. I think Heineken's the worst beer.
Really?
That is
okay. Distilled. Well, that's clearly not going to be part of your last.
Absolutely
meal.
Not.
You're not drinking.
You could
Heineken.
You could be like, it's your last meal. Here's a bottle of Heineken, and I will dump it out, piss in it, and then smash you over the head with it.
But you won't drink your piss, so you'll have no drink.
No, I will have saved the piss to fill the bottle, because the piss that I put into that bottle of Heineken will be better than what is in there to begin with.
Wow.
I don't think Heineken's going to sponsor us.
Hey, do you think if we talk about Heineken enough, they'll give us free Heineken?
Not like that. They will.
I think maybe. As long as we talk about how it is akin to piss, then we definitely...
Well, look, my last meal...
Yeah.
My
first last instinct.
Meal. Oh, first instinct would be... it would be rice pudding. Okay, and let me explain
this. Are you crazy?
Let me explain this, okay?
What?
Hang on a second. You can have an egg sandwich, and you can have shepherd's pie.
That's actually, rice that makes
pudding
sense.
Hang on.
Crazy.
Let me explain it,
I would have gruel.
No, no.
I would eat gruel.
Let
I got to tell
him
you.
Explain. Let me explain.
Okay, so when I was in high school in Germany, that was actually a meal that we'd have in the cafeteria. And we'd go in, and it was a bowl, and I would get double on that day. And even by the time I graduated, I left there, I was sometimes going in and getting triple. It was that good. It's warm rice pudding. It's not cold like it is here in America. It's warm and so rich and creamy and with butter and cinnamon, or sometimes it was with like a fruit sauce on top.
And it's warm?
Oh, it's warm. It was phenomenal.
This is Rob
and then
Shy.
Hang on a second. Oh. When I came back from Germany, we went out to some restaurant. I think we were in Texas. We went out to some restaurant. I saw on the menu. I was like, oh, my God, they got rice pudding. Awesome. So I got the rice pudding, and it comes to the table. And not only was it cold, the rice inside was like hard rice, okay? And in Germany, it's like really soft, very moist. And there were freaking raisins in it, and I hate raisins.
I hate raisins.
Oh, my God. They're the devil's seed. Anyway, so that is what I would have. Super comfort. Delicious.
Warm rice pudding.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as gruel. No. Cut to Robert Shy, like, could I have some more rice pudding, please? Could I have the triple?
No. I'd like the triple. Nuclear holocaust is upon us now.
I'd like the triple, the triple portion.
That's what I have. Hey, first instincts, guys. That's
I judged it.
I don't think it's a coincidence, though. Look, all of our first instincts was immediately like a warm comfort.
Mom,
what puts us in a comfort zone?
It's definitely warm.
And that's the, like, by warm, want, like, emotionally. Emotionally warm.
Yeah.
Emotionally. Physically.
Does your mom make
cold
that,
and distant.
That
shepherd's pie?
That yes. Yeah.
Oh, I love shepherd's pie. Yeah. It's so good.
But now, Shai, you get your rice pudding from a military commissary. What does that say about your upbringing?
No, that wasn't for. That was I went to a German school.
Oh, so it was
which is a military upbringing. I can't imagine the German school system being very warm and friendly.
Very warm and friendly.
Really?
It was great. Do you know what the name of the school was?
Making up for lost time.
Do you know what the name of the school was?
I do. Schlackenschmogenstein.
Wait, no, that's not it. It's this. Unstein Zweigersol. Whatever is angry.
No.
Angry German.
Greg, it wasn't. That was the name of the school. The name of the school was
Scheidelbeck. No, no, you're wrong. The name of the school is Unstein Zweigersol.
Greg, that's a little racist. I think what Robert
racist?
Trying to say is the
is.
Name of the school
German.
Was Fugenschlagensteinstung.
No, it definitely wasn't. It was the John F. Kennedy Schule.
That's bullshit.
No, I am telling you.
No, I know it's real, but
it
it's fucking bullshit.
That's
it's
what it was.
Out.
It's not a cop out. It's
a cop
true.
Out.
Dude.
You can't just plaster John F. Kennedy all over the walls and pretend it never happened.
They didn't pretend it didn't happen. Added that part. They just named the school after him.
They're like, oh,
it was international.
Let's sweep it under the carpet.
Yeah.
By naming this brick building off of the greatest leader of the
hang on. Hang on a second. Whoa. You guys are speaking as if the Germans did something bad against him. Sweep what under the carpet? That happened here in America.
No. We're not talking about the assassination. We're talking about it.
What is it?
You know what
you
it
know what
is.
It is, Shied.
You know what it is. Quentin Tarantino knew what it was.
Everybody fucking knows what it is. Germans, it.
Hmm?
Huh? Okay, let's step away from that and let's continue talking about
the all right, so let's get back on last meal.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Now that it's back to me, that's the order of things. It goes Brian, then Brian again, then Greg a little bit, then Robert, sort of. And back to Brian.
I appreciate
just
that.
So we can get we understand how this
I think everybody
works.
Heard how it went.
Ego. Ego.
Ego. What am I, if I were to be like, what's my favorite meal? Like if I could just have a
good, which would be food. Answering the question.
Like going off. Like you have time to plan it. Right. Know, anything is at your disposal.
It would be sure. the highest end, like getting whatever Kama Sutra guy who does this shit sushi meal possible. Mm.
Really?
Like, yeah, but then like you'd be hungry. You'd be hungry again by the time the Holocaust actually happened.
Well, you time it. You time it so you know as soon as you see the mushroom cloud, that's when you start eating.
Yeah.
Because by the time it gets to you,
then you're hungry. 5 minutes later, you're hungry again.
But you have the like the most, like the finest delicatessen of fresh fish and sushi and maybe crispy rice rolls and seaweed salad and it's spread out and there's a naked woman and it's all covered in that.
What is that called?
So you're eating it off a naked woman
and then you eat it. No, that's totally unsanitary. You just have a naked woman in the room.
She's just there, and she doesn't care that she's about to get blown out. She's just there.
I just want her standing by the window.
Is she allowed to
looking
eat?
Longingly out the window, not at me, while I eat this delicious food.
And you're staring at her.
Well, I'll look over to her every once in a while. I'm not going to be staring at her, but
you're
I'll
just
be like,
aware that she's
I'll just
there.
Be aware that she's in the room, adding to the atmosphere.
So her being in the room makes the sushi taste better.
Now you're putting words in my mouth, Robert.
I'm just asking. There's
are
a question
you drinking
mark
sake?
I would absolutely be drinking a little
hot
bit
of sake. Or cold.
I really would have cold sake.
What?
With some hot tea.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't make any sense.
You kind of don't. All right, moving on.
Me,
Gregory.
You know what makes perfect sense though?
What?
The woman in the window.
Yeah.
She's in the window.
I'm not going to bring other people into my meal. I'm going to answer the question directly.
Please do.
My last meal would be filet mignon.
Okay.
The best fucking steak you could ever have. Like whatever the best steak is. I'm not a rich man, but I've had some filet mignon in my day that I'm like, it's when you eat it, you're kind of laughing because it's so good. It tastes like candy.
Mm-hmm.
I would have that. I would have like pan-seared asparagus, and I would have potatoes au gratin, or I would have potatoes with straight-up old-school gravy.
Like mashed?
Like mashed potatoes. Like old-school fucking mashed potatoes, just blown out with gravy.
Right.
And then for a drink, I feel like I would have a Coca-Cola.
Mm. Really?
That's and classic. A Jack Daniels.
Americana.
Yeah.
I didn't even talk about... Oh, no, I did say...
You did. You said
sake
something.
And hot tea. Yeah.
Well, because you kind of pigeonholed yourself a little bit because of the sushi thing.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that. Like, I drink a lot of tea anyway. Like, I would commit to a tea with... the only thing I would add to that would be a nice, fresh, crispy glass of water.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, that'd be tasty.
Yeah. I would add that,
the flames are coming
and
towards
I'd be,
you.
And I'm still holding strong with what I'm
saying. Can I add another drink? This might sound weird.
Yeah, no,
I would have,
okay.
Like,
you're not going to have to go to the bathroom after us.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So you Coke, Jack Daniels.
Old school Coke, though, like bottled Coke.
Right.
You know,
right.
That Coke
sure,
where, you,
sure.
where you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels. I think it would just be a cold shot of Jack Daniels, like a big,
you do a shot
cold, just like Jack Daniels.
Okay.
And then a fucking amazing red wine.
Anyone in particular?
I don't know wines very well, but I've had some really good red wines.
So you'd have to have somebody there who like
knows
it.
Yeah, just like there would have to be a person there that was like, this is the 1942 something something from somewhere.
From the World War II.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the year this was saved.
This is the thing.
From the bomb shelter.
It's been laying down.
Yep.
It's worth $5 million, and I drink it, and my body turns into particles of gold, and I float up into heaven.
I think that's great.
No, but you know, like a really awesome red wine would be good. To go with that, are you kidding me? That's a good meal.
I think that's an excellent description of a great last meal.
Yeah.
Mixing a shot of Jack Daniels and an amazing red wine would be a terrible mistake.
He's not going to have to live
Robert,
past the
think
meal.
About that for a second.
But I feel like I would go Coca-Cola, red wine, and then the Jack Daniels would be the last thing. That
like
happens.
Literally, you shoot that as the cloud is knocking on the window.
Yeah, as the windows are going.
Yeah. Quickly, shot, and you're gone.
And I'm dust.
When you look next door and you see that the naked woman in my window
has turned into a
has
skeleton.
Already turned into complete dust.
You're the first
you see that, and then
shoot
you're
it.
Like, shoot it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
shoot it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right.
Okay, my last meal.
Yeah, your turn.
My last meal. You know, it's interesting because I'm also following you on the steak.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Like, I think that would be a popular thing.
Absolutely, a filet mignon. But I would also include with that. Lobster tail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, surf and turf.
Yeah,
it would be lobster.
Baby bok choy.
It's a rat of the sea. Baby bok choy.
Baby bok choy. It's very, very crisp, delicious.
I want my baby back,
steamed,
baby back joy.
With mushrooms and, no, sorry, with a, it's a morel mushroom type sauce and a mashed potato. Oh. That would be very, very simple. At least in the mashed potato sense.
So the potato, the fillet.
The potato, the baby bok choy with a morel mushroom sauce and the filet mignon with lobster tail.
Sure.
And I feel like we could share our dinners over candlelight.
We could.
They're so similar.
They're, you
and Brian
have lobster
I,
tail.
Well, no.
I will stay.
Brian will be
I'll
in the other
I'll steer
house
clear.
With the woman.
But I tell you what we could do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, are you done?
No. Okay. No, not done.
You're
at
not
all.
Done. You have
no,
to
no,
drink.
No. Yes.
Drinks.
Well, drink. I'm a crisp glass of water guy, even when it's like the best whatever it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably Sprite would be great. Yeah. You know, I'm a big Sprite fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if I wanted to have some sort of a wine, you know, that would go with it, I would have, I'm a Riesling guy, so I would have a really good
that's
Riesling.
A sweet wine.
It is, but that's, I'm more of
can
a sweet
can we drink
kind of
together
person.
Someday?
I guess. Are you asking me out?
Yeah, kind of. Like
I will. Awkward I'm setting. I'm gonna leave you guys.
Well, you come haven't on, heard you? My dessert yet.
Oh, okay.
My dessert,
I didn't do dessert.
I know,
I didn't either.
But hang on. I would have the biggest array of candy in front of me.
Really?
Oh, what kind
it would
of candy?
Be like gummies, sour gummies. I'm a huge fan of those.
You and love then, gummies.
I like gummy candy, and then also. There's a company, I told you about this before, this chocolate company in Connecticut called Munson's. I'd have a ginormous bowl of Munson's milk chocolate, the malt balls.
Yes.
Whoa, malt
God.
Balls.
So good.
See, now, let me back end on the dessert angle.
Mm-hmm. All right.
a fresh, homemade, totally amazing tiramisu is probably my favorite
that's
dessert.
Does your mom make
nice
that?
And light.
No, my mom doesn't do desserts.
That is along the theme of your whole light thing. You really better not survive this.
No, yeah, I won't. So either tiramisu or like the other thing I really love is a, which I don't even know if it exists anywhere else, but one of my favorite restaurants here in L.A. has it. It's called the Baked Alaska.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which is essentially a brownie with... vanilla ice cream on top and then like a custard over it.
Yeah.
I'd whack one of those. But
where
then to
that
really
at
the Firefly on Ventura Boulevard.
You know they also have it at the Chart House, I think, on PCH.
I really? Think they also yeah. sell it at Bennigan's. So you'll be fine wherever you are.
Bennigan's? Yeah. No way.
I think they do.
I've never had it like the Firefly
is
the
place.
Best
gotcha.
I've ever had it.
Sure.
But that, so maybe I have a little bit of that, a little bit of the
right.
tiramisu. But I would really bang it out with is just a simple brownie a la mode.
Mm.
A little piece of little scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And that brownie would be 125% marijuana.
Oh.
Marijuana butter.
125%
weed.
That doesn't even make sense.
So as I eat it, and just as I had finished this amazing meal, and I look out the window and my naked woman disintegrates into dust, I completely have a heart attack and to go out before the Holocaust comes and gets me. And just go out as high as possible.
Oh, man. That's an amazing idea.
It's interesting.
What's your dessert? No, I can't follow that. I'm just
you don't
like
have any dessert at all.
All I want to do is second
strawberries.
The total weed fucking
just
brownie.
Strawberries. Really? Okay.
I mean, that's an amazing idea if it's your last meal.
And
we're not talking our best meal.
No.
We're talking our last
meal.
Last
and like
meal.
So at that moment you are like
so
blindly stoned.
Yeah.
That it's like it's irrelevant. You don't even know. You're
I
just,
feel like that might affect
you know,
your reincarnation.
I'd still go with the I'd still go with the candy. Yep.
No, I'll tell you what I would
have.
Or bread pudding.
You dipped one of those malt balls from Who's He What's It in Connecticut land.
Munson's.
Mm-hmm. Munson's. You have it dipped in cocaine.
No.
No.
You know what I would you know what I have as my dessert?
What's that?
There's this place in Amesbury, Massachusetts where I'm from.
Yeah.
It is the best ice cream shack. It's literally like a shack. It's like a shanty in the woods. Called Hodgie's. And I would go to Hodgie's and I would get their coffee cookies and cream ice cream, and I would get a kitty, which is huge.
Mm.
It's like ridiculous by
right.
any standard. And it is coffee, amazing coffee
like
ice cream with like a shitload of Oreos, like
wow.
real Oreos.
Right.
That would be it. that would be my last now, who dinner would you, dessert.
Who would you want to be at that dinner with you? If oh, you could Christ invite some
Jesus. I would like so Jesus. I would want Jesus because I'd be like, yo, you got to see me into that place up there. I'd be like, yo, Jesus, yo. Yo, I invited you to my last meal, dog. Let's get me up into heaven, yo.
That's not how it works, man.
You didn't get me any food, man.
Yo, you're Jesus, good. I'll get you whatever you
yo,
want.
Yo, Greg, hold up, mother. Hold up, motherfucker.
Whoa, Jesus.
Jesus talking, you shut the fuck up.
All right, yeah. You're over there beeping yourself.
You're over there having a meal.
Whoa, Jesus, yeah. Be beeping.
You didn't ask Jesus. You didn't ask Jesus if he wanted any of that filet mignon with the mushrooms and the potatoes.
Actually, no, that's my meal, Jesus.
Oh, that's Robert's meal, Jesus.
With the mushrooms.
You didn't Jesus, ask,
Robert's
you didn't ask Jesus if he wanted some of that filet and asparagus on the grill.
Oh, that's Jesus, I didn't know, man.
You didn't ask Jesus if he wanted a shot of cold ass Jack Daniel before he ripped down a $5 million glass of wine. Jesus maybe wanted it. Maybe Jesus wanted a Coca-Cola. You didn't ask Jesus for it. And you want Jesus to be carrying you off into the prom?
Jesus.
Q, Greg.
Yo, Jesus. I think we off on the wrong foot, dog.
It's look, a bad I didn't time to get me. Off on the wrong foot.
Yeah,
Jesus,
man.
You're
yo,
about
Jesus,
to die.
Let me start fresh, kid.
Yo, Greg. What, look yo? Out the window. What do you see?
Oh, it's Brian's naked woman scratching on the window.
That's death scratching at your door, pal.
Oh, you cold, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yo, don't point out death
yeah,
scratching.
Yeah, we're cool. You know what?
Yeah, we cool.
Go get me one of them brownies that Brian was working.
Yeah, Jesus, I'll get
give
you
me one
of
them brownies. We'll call it square.
Yeah? You gonna get me into heaven, dog?
We'll call it square. You give me one of them brownies. You know what? Give me one of them brownies. Give me one of them shots of Jack Daniels.
Yeah?
And bring that lady over in the window. Bring that lady in the window. Bring her over here. You know what, Greg? I'm going to hang with Brian.
Wait, he's whoa, the one whoa, whoa, Jesus. No, no, whoa, here. Whoa, man. Yo, where you gotta go?
I'm out here.
Damn.
You know what, Greg?
What? He's gone. Jesus is gone.
Jesus left you.
My last meal done it's got ruined.
It's alone. Your last
so meal. My last meal, I guess, I would invite Jesus and then...
And I don't know if it would end well.
How it would play.
End up being alone.
Jesus is a gangster, though, man.
Robert, who would you have as your guest?
We can only choose one person because I just chose Jesus. And that
you
was
did.
One.
It has to be one person. Who would be an amazing person to just have an awesome hangout
be honest
conversation
here,
with?
Because there might be a girl here that you're thinking of.
I don't know.
Be honest.
It would really have to be. Oh, God, I don't
Who's
even know.
Who's the it's person? So who do you think about the most every day of your life? Who is it that you wake up and you're like,
Oprah? I know what the answer
Oprah? Because Jesus looms heavy over me. I feel like he's there with a... Fiery rake.
in your life, chances are he is.
Brian, yeah. Who would be at your
fiery rake?
Aside from the naked
wait, whoa, whoa, wait, wait, wait. You push. Have not answered the question
window.
Yet.
He
I know,
did.
I
did.
Oprah. I said
Oprah?
Yeah. Oh, why not? I don't think it would be Oprah.
No,
I
it would be
bullshit.
Oprah. I think no. You need to re. You need to.
Yeah, let's revisit
you,
need
to
you in a second.
Yeah, revisit me in a second.
Oh, he's gonna think about it.
God,
I have one person I can sit down. And have my last meal with?
Where it's like, dude, I'm out. And this person, now, I did Jesus, and that's kind of weird because Jesus is already dead. Let's talk about real people.
Oh, they have
like,
to be alive.
Let's do this.
It's got to be someone that's got to be alive.
Let's make it real because that makes it like something.
Where
it's like a person you'd be like, I want to get down. I'm out. And it's not even a nuclear holocaust. Everyone isn't out. You're out.
It's like you're...
Death row shit.
You know, obviously, I would say, you know, but... My family members, mm-hmm. But I can't. I'm not gonna pick my mom over my dad, or mm-hmm. my dad or my mom, or mm-hmm. my brothers, or other family. Like to me, I think my instinct is to be like, who can I have that meal with? That I can whatever message I want to leave is gonna be able to take it
and
carry
it. Right.
So I guess I'm just gonna have to go with Lindsay Lohan.
Wow, that's pretty profound.
She's the one.
She's gonna have to take it.
Yeah.
And then she's going to have to make a movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she could. Her career is just starting off again.
Skyrocketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So either her.
Lindsay Lohan. That's
or,
amazing.
Or Eva Mendes.
Interesting. It's Eva very interesting Mendes. That you couldn't answer that question.
Either her or Barry Obama.
Wow. See, I was actually sitting here thinking, Barry. Because it would be interesting.
Barry?
Yeah.
Or Yitzhak Perlman?
Yitzhak Rabin. Oh, Yitzhak Perlman.
No. Now either
you're
him.
You are all over the board here.
Or Fidel Castro.
Isn't he dead?
No. He's still alive. Yeah, close. He's hanging on.
Yeah, close.
Now either him or
Kim Jong Il
or Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, you'd want to spend your last time.
If not Tiger,
Barry.
Jerry Lewis.
Well, now that's the first real thing that I've heard out of your face.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, I would. Sir, I don't think I would want to do the last moments with Jerry. The truth is, if I'm trying to give a serious answer, which I'm trying to do, but just,
I know it's not, really difficult. But
I'm
just
really
go
failing.
With an instant.
It really would be someone who I'd be like, who's going to, who, what kind of what's going to be left with an inspiration or impact that they can take whatever that moment's going to be and go and create something. So I would have to say Steven Spielberg. Under the guise that. He is obligated
to make your movie.
To make a movie that is epic and awesome.
Yeah.
And says everything that I want to say.
Now, you don't think that your life would deserve more of a Jerry Bruckheimer type of movie? More explosions?
More of a Michael Mann, maybe?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you're a Steven Spielberg life.
I'm definitely not a Steven Spielberg life, but I could be considered a Jason Reitman life.
You think so?
Maybe.
Yeah. Jason Reitman or Judd Apatow.
Mm.
You're more serious than Judd Apatow's.
But you know what? You know actually who I think would be a good fit?
I'm more of a Wes Anderson.
You're definitely a Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
But I think Jon Favreau and I would get on.
Yeah.
I think him
definitely,
and I could have a good.
Definitely. Yeah, like Elf. Ground. I can totally see that.
I don't think that's what he's talking about. What would I be? Well, who would my filmmaker be?
Oh, Wes Anderson.
For sure. Me and Shad would be the
same. Nice co-star. Awesome. Nice.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with that movie.
I think I make more mistakes than Shide, though. So that fits Wes Anderson's vibe.
Well, but I would just be one of the characters in it.
But I also think...
Tries to keep it together.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to be totally cliche, but I also see that you could really connect and have an interesting Greg Hoyt story with Michelle Gondry.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, because you could have a statue of yourself that folds out into a cardboard playroom.
yeah, definitely. Where playing under a table.
Under a table with a train going over it. And you screaming on an iceberg floating down the Merrimack.
Yes.
So I've realized what? I would like to have my last meal with Bill Murray.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa. Go on.
I think that would be really great. Because, I mean, he's, you know, he seems like a really nice guy. And a very funny, but at the same time, intelligent and knowledgeable.
A lot like myself.
No, that's why you're not going to be at that dinner.
Why are you suddenly throwing?
You're in the house that's being blasted first.
Yeah,
and then remember, you set the order, and then Greg's. I'm sorry, yours is going to be blasted second. But Bill Murray and I are going to be hanging out, talking about old times and how things were on Ghostbusters. So it's going to be pretty good.
Do you have a man crush on Bill Murray?
No,
a little bit.
Well, I have a career crush and a talent crush on him. I think he's pretty awesome.
He is awesome.
I have to say, I think Will Ferrell's pretty amazing, too.
He's no Bill fucking Murray.
No, he's not a Bill Murray, but he's still really, really good.
But he could be.
He could drop in and get real. He's just so...
Well, some of the stuff he does.
One note.
Absolutely hilarious. Yeah, but even though it's one note, but he plays it loud and he plays it well.
But another 10 years, he could be that same career.
Yeah. True. He plays that character so well.
He needs to go away.
Oh, I agree. I think he needs to go away for
5 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got a kid, so maybe that will happen.
Probably not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was really an interesting study in personal psychology.
I said Jesus. I never said a living person, which is good.
Yeah. Are you gonna weigh in on that? No, you know what? We'll keep it a mystery.
That's good. Mystery guest.
Robert, thanks for bringing that. Oh, excuse me. Do you hear that crack in my voice?
No.
That's pretty good.
I didn't hear.
Robert, thanks for bringing that up. That was a good discussion.
How old were you when you went through puberty?
Eight? Yeah.
And then the next day, he grew a full beard.
How old were you? I have a friend, my buddy Graham McKay, that went through puberty at like 6 years old. I swear to God.
What?
It's crazy.
No.
It's crazy. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare to grow up with them.
I'm not even sure if I've done it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
You have like a, you could grow a mustache. Why don't you grow a mustache?
Oh, everybody's been pressuring me to do that.
You should, man. No, you realize if I could grow a mustache, I would grow one today.
Oh,
I'm fucking serious, man. I would really do it.
It's crazy, man. You'd look insane. We'll talk about that some other day.
Mustaches coming up next.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt.
Yes.
I am Brian Gerard. Remember to check us out on Facebook for The Scheid Show. Any questions, concerns, comments, or editorials, hit us at thescheidshow@gmail.com.
Thescheidshow@gmail.com.
Yowza.
We'll catch you next time.
Adios, amigos.
Peace.
Yay.
Nighthawks at the diner. Emma's 49er. There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee urn at night. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs, now the paper's been read. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausage and a side of toast, a coffee and a roll, hash browns are what you eat. Chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade. It's a late shit masquerade.